This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
You know, there's always these people on Twitter, which is not exactly a great... that's the only... other than Facebook, which I never... I don't do anything on Facebook. I don't put my family pictures on there. I just really don't want to do that. It's not important to me. But and I kind of like, you know, why does everyone need to know that I'm shoveling my driveway or something? It just doesn't really... it doesn't make it up for me. But I do... I'm on Twitter. And are you on Twitter? Or are you on... I'm not on Instagram. Should I be on Instagram? I don't know.
I have an Instagram account. I haven't posted anything in...
Is it like Twitter?
7 years.
But it's more like...
It's kind of the same thing. Everything's photo or video based. Oh, you know, yeah. Twitter, you can just, you know, write something. I mean, a lot of it now is there's some sort of media attached. But,
right.
You know, Instagram, it started of all photos. But now there's a lot of videos. It's kind of, I don't know, I think they saw what TikTok did and said, yeah, well, okay, we're going to do a lot of videos here too. And so, you know, anybody that's big on TikTok is also big on Instagram.
Then there used to be Snapchat.
Still around,
and that goes. That means it supposedly goes away.
I
real
think
quick.
So.
Yeah,
I think that's the snap.
I just figure, and I've got friends that send me Instagrams. Oh, you got to see this; it's funny, and I don't have it, so yeah. I can't. I'm not. I don't think. I think one is enough for me.
Yeah. I have it, but I never, hardly ever go.
And on. I also think my computer Twitter, I think, has been hacked by somebody. It's like it's different.
Oh,
so yeah, I got to figure
that's
something
not
out.
That's not good.
No, I don't know, but
maybe Elon's.
But
got it
one of the
you.
Things is, and one of my. Long standout saws that I've done for years on the radio. And it goes back to an article I read in The Atlantic in 2010 that talked about how the NCAA was started. And if you've listened to me enough, you've heard this story, but I think it is worth mentioning that back in the late 1800s, the late 19th century, that's when college football started. And it was mostly started by schools, Ivy League schools, Harvard, Yale, and they would go out and they would hire guys to play football because football was pretty new. And they would hire, and then they started playing football, and they weren't students, and they were paying them. They were getting paid to play football for Yale, to play football for Harvard, to get for whoever else was doing it then. It was started kind of in the Ivy League, of course it did. And all of a sudden, around that same period of time, there were railroads were being built. And guess what? Railroad workers were getting killed, injured on the job. And guess what the railroad companies did? Tough, right? They weren't taking care of their workers. So Congress passed the Workers' Compensation Act that says if you're working on the job, you know, you have a responsibility. There's a lot of rules. We all remember when Corey Stringer died.
Yeah.
There was a workers' compensation element to that. I think his wife said, well, I'm not going to take that. I'm going to reject it and sue for something. So it's a legally complicated. A good friend of mine is a workers' compensation lawyer, so I could talk to him about it. But essentially, if someone's working on the job and they get hurt, it is the employer's responsibility to take care of them. That's basically it. Because, of course, the businesses themselves wouldn't do it voluntarily. They have to be forced to do it. That's a common occurrence in a capitalist society. And so all of a sudden, these colleges, they said, wait a minute, we're paying our players. We're subject to workers' compensation laws. Now, they were playing with, like, no helmets or those little leather things. Guys were getting, you know, breaking legs. You know, I mean, it was football. They didn't have the padding that we have now. Now, they didn't have those solid helmets that are like battering rams. So in a way, there was certain elements of this that were maybe safer, but they didn't want to pay for it. So Walt Byers says, I got an idea. Let's call them student athletes. Let's have them go to school. Let's get the people that are going to school. We call them student athletes and we don't pay them. And now we're not subject to the workers' compensation laws. That is how the NCAA got started. And later, when some schools said, well, let's at least give them scholarships, guess what everybody said?
Whoa,
you're kicked out. Well, eventually they did that. And then you know, different sorts of things. And so all along the NCAA is sitting
there, the boosters,
we're not going to pay these people. We're not going to pay these people anything. And so that's the history of college football. So as we all know, there was a Supreme Court decision penned by Justice Kavanaugh where he said, you know what, the name, image, likeness of these players, they own it, you don't. And if they want to go and get you know, make money off that, they can do it. And the argument by the NCAA was, if the players are getting paid, this won't be as popular. And I'm sitting there going, Boy, you're right. Nobody likes the NFL, and everybody's getting paid, right? We don't care that our athletes are getting paid. We like to watch them play, right? And so that was a humorous argument.
Well, yeah, and it's nice to know that they're getting paid more up front now versus everything that was right. Just backdoor under the table like it was before.
Right. There was certainly. I don't know that players were ever making like that. Like Carson Beck, who's the quarterback for Miami, is getting paid like $4 million.
Mm-hmm.
Mendoza might be getting more than that because I know Mendoza was at Cal. And then Mendoza grew up in Miami. So I don't know whether Miami didn't want him or they went for Carson Beck, who's been – if there's a weakness on Miami, I think it's Carson Beck. He's a little up and down. He's not Mendoza, okay? Mendoza's way better than he is. And we see that with Indiana. But my point is what happened – so they start to get paid. And then all of a sudden there's the transfer portal, and which is free agency, which every sport now has free agency. Mm-hmm. The difference is you can go – there's nothing stopping the colleges from going to saying – like Corey Parrish. Corey Parrish is entering the transfer portal, right? We know that Drake Lindsey's not. We know that Anthony Smith is staying. So those are some big players that are staying. But Corey Parrish is Darius Taylor, we don't know about yet, but he did play in the bowl game. He's actually said, I'm either going to play for the Gophers or maybe go into the NFL draft, which sure. I'll tell you what, if you're a running back, you should get in the NFL draft as soon as you can.
Mm-hmm.
Because to me, running backs, if you look at almost every running back, they're never as good as they are the first year because it's a physically demanding position. We all know that. It's not a position that takes that much experience. It's more of athletic ability, although Derrick Henry is still incredible all these years later. But look at him. I mean, look at Derrick Henry. I mean, there's not many guys like him.
Yeah.
But the point being that people on Twitter, they said, oh, college, it's the wild, wild west. College football's terrible. College football is better than it's ever been from a standpoint of entertainment. I mean, you watch these games. Indiana's taken down Alabama. Indiana is killing Alabama. How great is that? It used to be Clemson, Alabama, Ohio State, Tech, not even, but it was always Clemson, Alabama, Georgia, mm-hmm. Ohio State. Florida State fell on hard times. Miami back in the day.
Yep.
Miami. I'm saying this, the fact that the money is being spent on this makes this game, I mean, I'm guessing the ratings will be great. I mean, that was a great lineup of bowl games. It just was. From the Miami game. And look, the Miami game was all defense. But Miami, you know, pulled it out. No, what am I getting on? Miami, Ohio State was a good game. Really good game. Look, the Texas Tech, Oregon game wasn't because the Texas Tech quarterback couldn't do anything. But the Texas Tech defense was spectacular in that game. I mean, really holding down. I mean, Oregon kept getting the ball at the Texas Tech 30, and they only scored until the end of the game. They were sitting on like 13 points. The Texas Tech defense was super fun to watch. And then we had the Indiana game. Watching them kick Alabama's butt. It doesn't get any more pleasurable than that. The only thing that would have made it better if Nick Saban was still their coach, but I guarantee you, if Nick Saban was still their coach, that wouldn't have happened.
I bet they get more than a field goal.
Yes, they would probably win.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I mean, I think Kurt Cignetti is now on that level. Kurt Cignetti is now on the level that he is getting everything out of his players. And he talked about going into that game, and that's the coach of Indiana. He talked about in that game. He goes, everybody's been blowing smoke up their you-know-whats, that we're the greatest team. He goes, I'm going to remind them they're not. You know, that's – by the way, could Kurt Cignetti come and start coaching the Wolves, please? Because they certainly seem to walk onto a court and say, we don't really have to try tonight. You don't see that from Indiana. Indiana is prepared. And Kurt Cignetti, and every, did you see, Philip Rivers apparently had Kurt Cignetti as his coach back in the day. Mm. He was talking about that. All these guys, Kurt Cignetti's one, and the story is classic when he got to Indiana, terrible. They were like 9-27 the prior 2 years. They're now 25-2 the 2 years he's been there.
Exactly. That wasn't that long ago that they were terrible.
No.
That you saw him on the Gophers schedule and said,
yes,
that's probably a W.
And I mean, it's just the classic. Kurt Cignetti did his press conference, said, he goes, all I do is win. He goes, Google it. And I remember I remember sitting there. Here's times I've been extremely wrong. When Trump came down the stairs in 2015,
the golden escalator,
and announced this and is sitting there saying that the Mexicans are sending us their rapists, I said to myself, this candidacy isn't going to last very long. Kind of missed the boat there. Okay. He's still here today. So I missed on that one. When Dan Campbell said we're going to eat off their knees.
Yeah, bite their kneecaps.
I said, that's going nowhere. Now, look, the Lions did not have a great season this year, but it's hard to say that Dan Campbell didn't turn that program around, right? They didn't have the greatest. You know, he got to an NFC championship game, number one seed. I mean, obviously, he's going to be there a long time once mm-hmm. they get. I mean, that was wrong about that. And I was wrong about Kurt Cignetti because I'm saying, oh, yeah, ha, ha, ha. Wrong.
You didn't Google it.
No, I did. I might have Googled it. But, okay, you win at Division II. Big deal, right? You're winning it. But you should have known something about Kurt Cignetti when he was an assistant at Alabama with Nick Saban. So he learned from Nick Saban. And, you know, he's making like $1 million a year maybe as a top assistant. And he went and took like, you know, $230,000 a year to go coach this Division II team. And his wife said, you got to do it. That's your dream. Your dream is to be a head coach. You're 55 years old or whatever you are. And he went there. And then he went to James Madison. He laid the foundation for James Madison. They made the tournament this year. Mm-hmm. So the guy is amazing. It is one of the but the people that say that this isn't great theater, I mean, I don't know what – believe me, I have so much more interest in college football now with Indiana there and Ole Miss there and, you know, Texas Tech there. And – oh, I know one of the things I was going to say for we started the show, for those who weren't listening, where Dave and I didn't say our own resolutions. We had resolutions for prominent Minnesotans. Well, my one is all of you super rich people out there. Super rich people out there. one of you become the sugar daddy or sugar mama for Gopher Sports. Come on. Signetti has, as Mark Cuban. You know, Oregon has Phil Knight. Mm-hmm. There's a guy named Kobe Campbell or something down at Texas Tech. They've all got him now. There's a lot of rich people in Minnesota. I mean, we have all the more Fortune 500 companies. We've got, come on, somebody step up to the table and become, if I was that rich guy, I'd be there. I would absolutely be there to see the Gophers win national titles.
Can't do it. They're already all giving their money to St. Thomas.
You know, I'll tell you what, that's not necessarily wrong.
Because no, it's not.
You know, I've said St. Thomas will eventually, they'd be better than Minnesota. I think they could be.
In some ways, they may be already.
They might be. Now, there's something else I wanted to talk about here. Let's see about the football. But anyway, I thought it was great. I think it was absolutely – oh, yeah, is Lane Kiffin. Lane Kiffin.
Nice payday yesterday.
The former Ole Miss coach who left the program last month for LSU will receive a $500,000 bonus because they advanced to the Final Four.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not from Ole Miss. It's from his – he negotiated this with LSU. He said, look, obviously I'm not getting my bonuses from Ole Miss, but I want you to pay me for them, for what I did at Ole Miss.
That's unbelievable.
So
I mean,
this is like
– to his contract lawyer.
This is like I'm getting a divorce and my new wife pays my alimony.
Yeah.
That's what it's like.
Mm-hmm.
And he got him to do it.
Yes.
So,
and new wife said, "Yes, sir. We want you that bad.
You're such a great husband that I'm gonna." And then and by the way, the coach the coach who is running the program, Golden, his name is Golden. He is getting paid the bonuses that Lane Kiffin would have gotten.
Well, at least we have that.
So the guy coaching them is getting the bonuses, and Lane Kiffin has his new employer paying for it. I'll tell you what, everyone making fun of Lane Kiffin. I'm sorry. It's I have trouble doing it. But, you know, Lane Kiffin either flames out where they left him on the tarmac at USC, mm-hmm. or he's at Ole Miss and he's turned him around so well that they're begging him to, you know, they were begging him to stay until he left.
Well, it's just such a weird career. It's been so high mm-hmm. and so low. I mean, the NFL career did not work out very well. You have, like you said, leaving on the tarmac. Excuse me. It was 1 year at Tennessee, right? He was one and done at Tennessee.
He left and went from and then he went to USC, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but you know, his father, Lane Kiffin. No, he's Lane Kiffin. Monty Kiffin was a Vikings assistant coach forever and ever.
Yes, and then was with the Bucks, their defensive coordinator, put together that unbelievable defense with Sapp and John Lynch and the rest of them.
No, it's So Lane, I think, is kind of an acquired taste, is what I get. Glenn, I heard Glenn Mason tell a story where. He wanted to meet. He was at Tennessee for like a coaching thing, and he went and he said he wanted to say hi to Lane because mm-hmm. he was friends with Monty Kiffin, and Lane didn't have time for him, and so Monty called him and said, "How was Lane?" He goes, "Well, he didn't let me in the office." He goes, "You head back. I'm going to have a little talk with my son." And all of a sudden, he said, "Lane says, oh, Mr. Mason, I didn't realize that you were here."
Oh, that's
so
beautiful.
Monty took him up behind the woodshed and did that. is it a dream of yours to go to Times Square? My wife mentions it all the time, but I'm telling you what, I don't think I'll ever do it. And I'll tell you the main reason why. And it has to do with wearing diapers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.